Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
All right, Justin, just exactly how those grains end up here this afternoon?
Cattle futures finished this Monday a little bit lower, down 50 to 65 lower on the feeder cattle. April's were 155.20. That was 62 lower, 15 cents off of the low. Coming into today, there was a lot of anticipation that the April futures would possibly go to where the Marches went off the board on Thursday. And since markets were closed Friday, that strength would be realized today. Did not happen. We did start off higher, and then we traded lower here to finish 62 lower. Live cattle were down sharply on the April, down $1.10 at 134.75. That was on the lows. June's down 17, August down 20. So they're taking a little bit of that inversion out of the market here with the June, August, and April, August spreads. Still a significant drop off though from April to June and then April to August. Part of that is due to the fact that at the end of last week we had 136 cash trade. There was hope that 139 or 40 would happen, and then it was 136. That was disappointing. Also today at midday, box beef $1.12 higher on choice, $1.94 higher on select. There are 4,000 head in Oklahoma City today. This time of year, runs typically end up bigger than that. So it's interesting what's going to happen with all that wheat pasture.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures were higher today. There was some surprise trade as wheat market was the strongest one here. Kansas City July wheat up 5.5 cents at 488.25. That was 8 cents off of the high. The high was 496. The market was unable to penetrate the $5 level again, and so that remains to be the resistance. There is a lot of talk on what impact the cold weather and overnight temperatures will have on the wheat crop, not just here in Oklahoma, but all of Kansas. People have different reports. You're hearing all sorts of different things. So it's probably somewhere in the middle, which seems like in southwest Kansas or the southern half of Kansas, there is some maybe some problems. And then, of course, Oklahoma and Texas, there would be problems as well. But it doesn't seem like it's just 100% damaged or anything of that nature. But it is causing these hedge funds to get out of short positions, and that's the rally we're seeing here today. Coming into today, they're estimated to be about 420 million bushels short, so still some room to go up just on them getting out. Now, beans were 1 to 1.5 cents lower. Corn was about 0.5 cent higher. This morning, we had an export report, which was neutral for wheat, bullish for corn, and neutral for beans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.